Okay, no, it's fine. So I'm not recording. We'll start with the Gemara and we'll go from there. Do we have a Nishmas Avraham? Oh, you have it on your.
I can get.
Okay, it's fine.
I have it on my laptop.
Okay, it's fine.
I'm going to make angry typing sounds.
Okay. Yeah, so this is one of the sugyas that are also, in terms of doctors, are relevant in the broad sense. In the acute sense, probably not as much, but again, it's kind of a hagdama to Shabbos.
Did you start the recording?
Yes.
Oh,
I can pause it.
I'll tell you, I've always thought, and I told Josh at the time, and I haven't seen people really discuss this, I've always thought this sugyah is the heter to do a non-Shabbos Shabbos.
Okay, so
it's super
let's discuss it. Let's discuss it at the end. Blina, let's discuss it at the end. Great. Okay, so the Gemara in Shabbos and Yates Amud Aleph tells us Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Mafligin B'Sfina Pachos MiGimel Yamim. You're not supposed to go on a boat within 3 days Kodem LeShabbos. So the Gemara says Bamed Dvar Mamurim LeDvar Harishus Aval Dvar Mitzvah Shapir Dami. So you're not allowed to go on a boat within 3 days. You're not allowed to leave the port within 3 days of Shabbos. Machlokas and the Rishonim and the Poskim whether that includes Shabbos or not, i.e. is Wednesday problematic or not. Mishnah Berurah brings down both Deos. But again, 3 days you wouldn't be allowed, but that's only for a Dvar Mitzvah, but for a Dvar Mitzvah, whatever that's called, it would be mutter to leave within 3 days. But the Tanakhama says, before you go on the boat, just tell the sailor, tomorrow is my Shabbos, or four, whatever. 2 days is my Shabbos, please stop. And then, even Veno Shoves, even if it's fine if he doesn't stop, as long as you told him.
That was going back.
Divrei Rebbe.
That was going back on only Rishus or even Dvar Mitzvah, as well.
Even Dvar Mitzvah. I mean, it's really mainly about a Dvar Mitzvah, but because Dvar Rishus is.
Dvar Rishus is much more.
Wants you within before
so
3 days.
5 days before, do you also have to tell him to
so
stop.
So is a discussion in the postgame. I think the Mishnah Berurah brings down this discussion if I'm not incorrect, and I think he thinks you should. Lechatchila, the Bir Halacha discussed it, I think, but it's on the page there. You can. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Tzarech. No, you don't need to tell him anything. You don't need to say Almanas Lishbos. Good. Period. Umitzur Letzidan Afil Barif Shabbos Mutter. When you're in a very short space, if you're just going, from the Bronx somewhere, but it's all far from here. But if you're going to the Bronx to New Rochelle, I assume that's close. It's close, Scarsdale, New Rochelle, that area. So, okay, you can travel on Shabbos. On Friday. And it's very, Mitzur Letzidon is a very short travel, so we're not worried you're going to violate Shabbos, even if you leave on Friday proper. Again, so the Dinim are 3 days before Shabbos, you're not allowed to leave for Dvar Shos. Only before then are you allowed to leave. For Dvar Mitzvah, even within those 3 days, you would be allowed to leave. As Machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, whether even when you leave, let's say on Friday for a Dvar Mitzvah, whether you should tell the person sailing the boat, steering the boat, whatever it's called, so whether you should tell him, tomorrow's my Shabbos, please stop. And he doesn't have to listen, but you have to at least say that. Okay.
What would stopping do?
So then there's no malacha being done.
Did you just stop the boat in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah.
Or bring it to port?
No, even stop in the middle of the ocean. Don't do work, and is really what the.
Okay.
It's kind of silly to stop. Yeah, so the question which you're really getting at is what the original issue is, right? What's the problem with Mafligim Misfino? Now, it happens to be the next part in the Gemara is Tanu Rabbanan also, in Sarin al Ayarosh al Nachrin, you can't besiege cities within 3 days of Shabbos. The Mischidu in Nafsikin, but you're not allowed to do it originally, so it's not just about the boat, but that's what we're going to discuss. And again, the question is what exactly the Isser is here. It seems to be Isser Drabbanon, that's what Rov HaRishonim seem to say. We have an Isser Drabbanon, a Gzer Drabbanon that we're talking about. The question is what it is. This is a big, big machlokes in Rishonim. I'm going to bring down a few of the opinions. Now, if you look in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah to this, to Simon Reish Mem Ches, so he brings down a few of the opinions, a bunch of the opinions also. But we'll discuss a few of them. In the past, I've given a shiur on this, I think at the beginning of this year. Yeah. I might give a shiur on this, so we discussed it a little bit, but okay, so the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel on the daf here, the Rif also brings it down, is that the Isser is because of Tchumen. But it's a problem that you're going to end up going Chutz L'Tchum. Now, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that would only apply if the boat is within 10 Tfachim to the water, because that's the only problem. Otherwise, it's just above the water, and there'd be no Esir Tchumen. So, as everyone points out, therefore, our boats nowadays, which are way above 10 Tfachim, there wouldn't necessarily be an issue of Tchumen. There may be other issues, but not of Tchumen. But either way, that's what Rabbi Chananel says is going on. Because we're worried about you're going to be forced to travel on Shabbos and violate the Esir Tchumen. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lamed Halacha Yud Gimel, as well as the Rosh in Perek Aleph Shabbos also, Simid Lamed Ches, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch, for those who saw in Reish Mem Ches, in Siv Beis, which wasn't one of those quoted, but in Siv Beis quotes this, that this is this Bittul Onik Shabbos. That the problem is, if you're going to be on a boat and you're going to leave on Thursday, or you leave on Friday, you're still going to be seasick, and it's going to cause a Bittul of Onik Shabbos. There's a mitzvah called Onik Shabbos, so we don't want you to be vatel. I think the Rif already points out, but the Rishonim already point out that because of this, for Dvar Mitzvah, it would be Mutter, because for Dvar Mitzvah, you fall into the category of Osik Mitzvah, Pater Minah Mitzvah. You're being Osik in the Mitzvah, so you're Pater from the Mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Good. That's opinion number two. Opinion number three, Tosos here.
I just said on Rabbi that this means the journey itself is like the mitzvah.
So that comes up in terms of Osik B'mitzvah, that's what the Gemara and Sukkah there is talking about. The Mochrei Svarim, it's the Hechsher, it's not just the actual mitzvah itself. Yeah, definitely from Rashi there in Sukkah, but yeah. Okay, the opinion number three again, Tosas here, Dibur Maschel Ein, the Rashban, the Ritva, also quote this, based off the Gemara in Beitza. I don't know if Tosas here quote from the Gemara in Beitza, but the Gemara in Beitza and Lamed Vav Amid Beis says, let's say it's an issue to swim on Shabbos, because the Gzira Shemiyasa Chavis Shal Shaitan, you're going to build a raft. So the same idea here. Now the Chazal didn't want to be Gozer Yoser Midai, so they didn't say before Wednesday's Aser. But the Gzira was within 3 days. You're going to end up being on the water on Shabbos, and you're going to end up building a raft. That's what Tosos said. That's opinion number three. Now opinion number four is very, very important, and that's the opinion of the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor is really the Ikar the Sugya. It's a little interesting because it doesn't necessarily come up in the Mechaber as much. But the Baal Amor is a very, very important opinion, and as the Poskim all point out in the Tshuvos, it's Muskim Lakol, the opinion of the Baal Amor, so you have to figure out exactly what he's saying. But the Baal Amor here points out that there's going to be, if you're on the water, if you're on the boat on Shabbos, chances are there's going to be a Sakana. And because it's Sakana, you're going to have to violate Shabbos, because you have to violate Shabbos or Pikuach Nefesh. So you're putting yourself in a situation where you're going to have to violate Shabbos. Within 3 days of Shabbos, it's called Mikmi Shabbos, is we view it as if it's that Shabbos. So because of that, the Baal Amor says, when you're going to go travel on Thursday, it's as if you're making a condition, a Tanai, that you're going to be Docha Shabbos. So it's Nerekim Masne Lidchos Es HaShabbos. You're going to make this Tanai. So within 3 days, which is considered part of that Shabbos, it's usher to make that such a tanai, because you're going to have to violate Shabbos. This is important. In English, we would call this the law of involvement. Right? There's a very big nafkamina whether one would be allowed to do something where he knows he would end up having to violate Shabbos.
What's that called in English?
I think the law of involvement is how it would be called
law
in academia.
Of involvement.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good when you go through English.
Huh? Joke. But like Dvar Mitzvah, it's Mutter. To be Masna.
The Dvar Mitzvah, it would be Mutter, exactly, because it's all a Gzeira, right? That's the problem. So Chazal
weren't
goes there before 3 days, and they weren't goes there with Dvar Mitzvah. Yeah. We're going to get back to the contradiction, the steer in the Baal Amor in a minute, Bli Neder Mirtz Hashem, but I'm just going to bring one more Ma'ar Makom before we discuss that, and that's kind of the fifth way the Rishonim view this Isser, which is Tosas and Erevin on Mem Gimel and Aleph bring the opinion of the Rashba. The Rosh also there in Eretz in Perek Dalet Allah Simin Gimel also brings down this Rashbam, but the Rashbam writes that this whole sukkah is only Asr LeBeis Shammai, because the Gemara in Shabbos on Yud Zayin Amud Beis tells us that Beis Shammai's opinion is you're not allowed to begin doing a malacha before Shabbos that will continue into Shabbos, right? It has to finish before Shabbos. Beis Hillel disagree. We baskin like Beis Hillel. But if you begin a malacha before Shabbos, and it continues by itself, as long as there's no noise and etc., which we've discussed before, which we'll probably discuss again at some point. But assuming all those things, Beis Hillel say it's fine, but Beis Shammai say no, it's usher. You're not allowed to have a malacha being done on Shabbos. So says the Rashbam, this whole sugya of Ein Mafligin is because the worry is it's going to be something done on Shabbos for you, which is usher. Therefore, according to the Rashbam, since we hold like Beis Hillel, this whole sugya is irrelevant to us.
Because,
Because this is all the Shitas Beis Shammai. This was your original kasha at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Was this exact point?
I think so, yeah.
That the Rashbam's opinion is that this whole sukkah is only Aliba Beis Shammai.
Right.
Beis Shammai's opinion is if you begin doing a lach for Shabbos, you're not allowed to have it just continue. So if you leave on Friday to go on the boat,
it has to be Bar Mitzvah, otherwise it's
Aser. Otherwise it's Aser.
But for Beis Hillel,
the whole thing, it's mutter regardless.
You left before Shabbos.
Exactly. That's what the Rashbam says. Now, the Rishonim don't like
and
this.
And which malacha is that malacha?
It's good. You're going to have to figure out. Maybe Tchumen. You're going to have to figure out something.
Yeah.
And there's some problem, even if it's just an Isser Drabbanon, but there's a problem. Now the Rishonim don't like this because the Gemara says, first of all, that Bar Mitzvah is mutter, that's even the Beis Shammai. But the reason why the Rishonim don't like it is because it doesn't make sense that this whole sugya would be Aliba the Beis Shammai. Machlok is Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aliba the Beis Shammai. Doesn't seem to make sense. And none of the Rishonim really agree with this. We definitely don't agree with this, as we saw in Siman Reish Mem Ches. But potentially. That the Be'er Halacha brings out. But okay, so. So those are really the five opinions. Now, we mentioned, again, the Baal HaMor's opinion in our sugya is that one is it's the reason why it's usher within 3 days, because 3 days is considered as if it's before Shabbos. So therefore, it's as if you are doing something on condition to violate Shabbos, because you're going to have to violate Shabbos, al pikuach nefesh. Which means, theoretically, one is, especially for a Dvar Mitzvah, and before Wednesday on Tuesday, one's allowed to do this. Meaning you're allowed to put yourself in a situation where you're going to violate Shabbos. It's just if it's within 3 days, it's a bigger problem, because as if you're doing it on condition, because we view it as if it's Shabbos. And if it's L'dvar Mitzvah, then it's mutter even on Friday itself. Right? So according to the Baal HaMor, really Baker, one is allowed to put himself in a situation where he's going to have to violate Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. Now, the problem is the Baal HaMor elsewhere, later on in Shabbos, in Kuflav Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, when discussing Mila, writes that if a person, if you have a child that has to have a bris Mila on Shabbos, and the way it worked is they warmed up water, they had warm water for before and after the Mila. And before you perform the bris Mila, one of those pails of hot water falls and spills. So you're going to have to violate Shabbos to heat up more water. So the Baal HaMor says you're not allowed to do Mila. The Ramban disagrees there. It's a big machlokas between the Ramban there and the Machanas and the Baal HaMor, but this is the Baal HaMor's opinion. I'm not allowed to do the Mila because I'm going to be forced to heat up the water for the baby. Now the assumption... Yeah?
But if the water didn't spill, why... You're also doing Malacha.
Oh, Malacha.
For the Mila?
No. Mila, we know. The Pasuk already tells us, if you're Mashmina, Fila B'Shabbos, that's... The Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. But here, by doing the Bris Mila, now the baby's going to be a chole, he's going to need hot water, you're going to have to violate Shabbos. Right, that's the point.
And the hot water otherwise would be prepared before Shabbos.
Correct. So this seems to be a clear stira, because here we're saying, the Baal HaMor says, I can't do something that will force me to violate Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. Right? You see how it's a stira?
Because that's the biggest mitzvah there is. I'm not saying it's the biggest mitzvah, but it's a big mitzvah.
What is? No, but the Baal HaMor says, I can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Despite the fact that it's a Bamaki mitzvah, he still says it's a mitzvah.
Exactly. Meaning, Bamaki mitzvah is just an added part of it. But meaning that correct. What you just said is correct. Meaning, even the most extreme, even though it's even, but even if it weren't a Bamaki mitzvah, the fact that he says it's Aser is still a stira, because I can be Maflik as a Sfina on Tuesday, even though I know I'm going to be out on Shabbos. I know I'm going across the world. But as long as I leave on Tuesday, it's mutter. So that's the stira. So the Achronim all bring down the stira. It's not... Rav Shlomo Kluger in Reish Mem Ches brings it down. And he has a couple different answers. Rav Elchanan actually discusses this in the Kobe Taharas and Sibin Chaf Gimel there in Yevamos. But there are a lot of answers given to this. The two, I'm just going to give two classic answers. The Chassam Sofer writes in a Tshuva on Chilek Vav and Simen Tzadi Vav, as does, again, the Chachma Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger's notes on the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Ches, that there's a distinction between when it happened, whether it happened on Shabbos or before Shabbos. By the Bris Mila, we're talking about on Shabbos itself. By the Maflik is a Sfina, it's before Shabbos. So when we're talking about you doing something before Shabbos, before the time of Kedusha Shabbos, so there, we allow you to do something where you're going to be forced to violate Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, again, as long as it's on Tuesday, let's say. But you're allowed to do that because everything's before Shabbos. But on Shabbos proper, when you already have a chil of Shmir Shabbos that's incumbent upon you, so there you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
Yeah, that's in my head.
The Chassam Sofer has this, Reb Shlomo Kluger has this.
I feel like that's a very well bad. Yeah.
No, that is the Chassam.
Yeah.
Because you were saying that the 3 days before is called Mekami Shabbos. So that's why I was latching on to the fact it's even a mitzvah, because I was like, you're saying even if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, but that's not like it's on Shabbos. So that's why.
Correct. Good.
So that's what I was trying.
Very
to,
good. Yes. So that's a classic answer. Another classic answer, again, I think Shlomo Kluger quotes this, is that there's a chiluk between vaday and safek. But by the bris milah, you know that the baby is going to need that hot water. That's the way they used to do a bris milah. You had hot water to heal the baby. So it wasn't like maybe, maybe not. On Shabbos, if you leave on Tuesday, it could be that you're not going to be doing anything on Shabbos. Could be.
He's clearly assuming, right, so this is not about that, this is about the room, right? Because almost clearly assuming there is about this.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yes. So Rav Soloveitchik, there's a letter that Rav Soloveitchik has in 1950. He was asked, you know about this letter?
It's Igris good to the Brisk.
No, it's not in the Igris. It's in the Blue Book. Conversations, community, commitment, whatever. The three C's is what I was always referred to it as. Where he has a lot of that different letters. And he was asked by Rabbi Dr. Belkin, because what happened was is that basically it was during the Korean War. 1950, I guess, was the Korean War. And the way it works is that the U.S. Army had a quota of chaplains. So I think they needed 111 chaplains, I think. 37 were meant to be from Orthodox institutions. So it got very close, obviously the Reform, the Conservative, they filled up their quotas very quickly, and the Orthodox did not. And the RCA wanted to figure out if they can have some sort of mandatory draft, and they can cause a lot of sanctions for those who refuse. They wanted to figure out whether that was something they should do, shouldn't do, mutter, usser, etc. So Rabbi Dr. Belkin asked Rav Soloveitchik, and we have a very, very lengthy letter of Rav Soloveitchik. Very lengthy letter, which discusses. But he begins really by discussing the steer and the balamor. And the two answers that he gives, again, relevant to that case, is number one, that first answer he gave before Shabbos versus on Shabbos. Then he says, his second answer, he said, the second answer that seems obvious, like both answers, he'll have to quote people, but he says, the second answer is that on the difference is actually it did in bris milah. That bris milah is unique in that we have things that are machshirei milah, and if I have to violate Shabbos for one of the machshirei milah, so then the bris milah itself, we view it as if it's not docha Shabbos anymore. Something along those lines. That the very fact that suddenly it's going to force me to violate Shabbos in one of the machshirim, so no longer do we say that bris milah itself is docha Shabbos. Very interesting answer. Okay. You can look up the letter. It's a very, very interesting, long letter, but very interesting. Okay, regardless, that's the steer and the baal amor. Just relevant lahalacha, the prima gadin here in Reish Mem Ches in Neish Avram Zifan Aleph says for a dvar mitzvah, which we said you can even do something when you're going to violate Shabbos, even Friday itself, again, that's only before Shabbos, not Shabbos itself, right? That's very important to the distinction we just made between the two things in the baal amor. But he quotes actually based off a Rambam in the 24th parak of Shabbos. But he bases it off of a lashon there also. But that's obviously very, very important. Okay. Even for a dvar mitzvah, you can't do it on Shabbos. Now, we know that baal amor says that before Shabbat bris milah, and that, as Baruch pointed out, is a dvar mitzvah.
Is the purpose of saying we don't have a dvar mitzvah?
Yes. No. He's saying we don't pass on like the. I don't know. There's a distinct. I mean, he's talking about the mafligness of Sfina. I'm not sure if he's saying.
Because I know how. So what
does the Prima Gadol say? The Prima Gadol just says lehalacha. That first distinction we made is true. Okay. Lehalacha that there's a distinction between Shabbos and before Shabbos. So that's all the
Prima. Friday, if it's for the bar mitzvah, it's mutter according to the Baal Ma'or, and then Shabbos, if it would be the bar mitzvah, even the bar mitzvah yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the Beis Yosef here, if anyone saw, quotes a tshuva of the Rivash. Anyone see that?
We saw it.
Good. Okay.
I mean, we don't lose it inside.
Yeah, so the question that he has, again, in the tshuva Sari Rivash in Simon Yudzayin, the Beis Yosef here in Reish Memchaz quotes it, Shelas Sha'alta al hayotzim b'shayra b'midbar, v'akol yodim shem tzrichon l'chal l'shabbos. ever knows that they're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. Ki mipnei asakana lo yuchlu la'akei bamidbar levada b'Shabbos. V'lachin kark, v'lachin nistapakta emrai limchos biyadam shal yatsa b'shayir bamidbar. So that's our kasha. He quotes the Balamor. He quotes the Balamor basically, and therefore says that it would be kemas and litchos hashabbos if you do within 3 days, as we said. Then he says ulfize kol ayotze min ayishav lemidbar b'yom alef beis v'gimel mutter, because those are not misyaches to the next Shabbos, only the previous Shabbos. Good. And then he quotes the following. Sorry, 1 second. Okay, that's what he. So he quotes the Balamor Lalacha. Then they quote from the Tashbits. So this is true also, I assume. Because of Shaula Leret Yisrael, you're making Aliyah. If Nizdam Lalo Shaira Afilu Ber Shabbos, if you know you the only plane you can take. I mean, back then it wasn't a plane, so the only group you can go to make Aliyah with was on Friday. Kim the Dvar Mitzvah Yachol Lifrosh Shaposek Imam Lishbos. So you're allowed to go with them. You should tell them stop tomorrow. Vim Achar Sheyeh BeMidbar Lo Yirtzu Lishbos. They didn't want to. It's okay. You can go with them because you can't stay alone because of Pikuach Nefesh. Good. The Tashbits happens to the other Achronim bring down this tshuva of the Tashbits that because of this, even if you had. Okay, forget the Tashbits. But what comes out again, the three Vashas for the Balamor and what they quote later on is we have this concept called Ledvar Mitzvah, that it would even be on Friday. This would apply to those type of different mitzvah. The Mordechai also discusses this in Shabbos. But the Ramah points out, again, the Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, the Torah quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, actually, that the Dvar Mitzvah is not merely what we would call Dvar Mitzvah, but it's really anything, I'll quote the words of Rabbeinu Tam, Dvar mitzvah perisha made a time she kol makom she adam holich kegon leschora or liros pnei chaviro chashav akol dvar mitzvah. If you're going for business or just to see a friend, that's called dvar mitzvah. Vein chashav dvar shos elok sholeich letayel. It's only a dvar shos if your mom is just going on a vacation. But if there's ever reason for you to be traveling, that's called a dvar mitzvah. That's what Rabbeinu Tam held.
So then, kal v'chomer ben kal v'chomer when it's actually a mitzvah like refuah.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. So the Ramah quotes this in Reish Mem Ches and Siv Dalid, but the last Mishnah Berurah there writes the last Mishnah Berurah in Reish Mem Ches.
Siv Dalid.
The last Mishnah Berurah though.
Very last Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ein limchos. Abu b'makom shaloi nahagu lahakel lein kedai lechatchila lakel dekama place from soivrim.
So he points out there is a machlokas in the poskim whether we'd say that the dvar mitzvah means really anything or dafka mitzvah. So the Ramah says you can be mekel, and people who are mekel ain't limchos. But if you're in a place where there's a minog that people don't do it, so don't do it. Okay.
And kedai.
Yeah.
Right.
So the Taz in Hilchos Mila in Siman Reish Samach Beis quotes from the tshuva of the Tashbits that learns from the Balamor that when it comes to a ger that has to do bris milah, or when it comes to a baby that was sick and then suddenly got better, both those cases, so you shouldn't do the bris milah 3 days before Shabbos, because 3 days after the bris milah is known as the worst for the baby, and you're going to be forced to violate Shabbos to heal the baby or the ger. That's what the tshuva of the Tashbits that the Taz quotes. Now the Shach and Simon Reish Samach Vav at the end.
Where does Tashbits gets us from?
From the Bal. He thinks from the Balamor.
The Balamor is not effective.
Why?
Because Balamor is talking about Shalila Dvar Mitzvah, but about the first Dvar Mitzvah, we say even Shal Shiyam is okay.
Good. So the Shach and Reish Samach Vav quotes this Tashbits and makes the taina that in Sifkan Yud Ches he makes the same taina that Yaakov just had, which is. That doesn't make sense because the Dvar Mitzvah, it's Mutter. So he completely disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this somewhere in Elchel Shabbos. I think it may, I don't remember what it was. I wrote it down somewhere. I think maybe Shin Lamed Aleph, something like that. But he quotes this opinion of the Shach. He says it's the Magen Avraham also holds like the Shach. We don't hold like his Tashbits. That if you had a ger, so you can do the Mila on a Thursday. If you had a baby that got better, you can do the Mila on a Friday. But that is the kind of the extension that he has for the Balamor, but again, we don't hold that, but like you just said. Okay. Now, again, the practical question is whether one is allowed to put himself in the situation of Bikuach Nefesh. So this is a big discussion, all the poskim have it. The Tshuvas that Shlomo Zalman has, the Tshuvas that Moshe has, There are a lot of tshuvas about all this stuff. What I did want to read with you is a Shmir Shabbos Gelchasa. I don't remember where it was. In the Nishmas Avram, he quotes a few of these cases. So let's bring the practical examples that the Nishmas Avram talks about. So the first one he talks about is scheduled surgery, right? Did everyone see what the Nishmas Avram said?
Yeah.
So he talks about a scheduled surgery, whether you're allowed to schedule a surgery for a Thursday or a Friday, which you know you're going to have to violate Shabbos, and you're be in the hospital recovering on Shabbos. So he quotes from...
You'll violate it in terms of bit the last say, or what will you be
No, violating? You're going to, I mean, in terms of refuah.
Electricity, they'll take your blood, I don't know.
All this stuff, yeah. All the stuff which we'll get to once we get into the crux of Hilchos Shabbos. But,
as a patient, your Mechal Shabbos just sitting in the hospital, if they take your blood, it's this. They're
you're right, but the chances are you're also going to have to do something. Or maybe not, but often you will.
Okay. So you were saying, Baruch, like realistically.
Yeah.
Right.
So miyom dalid b'shavuos v'shmir shabbos gelchasa parak lamed beis siv lamed gimel. I think he quotes this, but he writes miyom dalid b'shavuos ve'elach aser la'asos meisa sheketotza mimenu ivatzer matzav shel bikuach nefesh yitzarech b'chol shabbos. From Wednesday on, you got to be careful. V'achin, it happens to be I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Gaon said it was from Thursday on, so the issue was just Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, but. If you have some sort of procedure, what he calls a light surgery, so ideally schedule it for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Because it's possible that you're going to need to violate Shabbos afterwards. If you had the surgery on Thursday, obviously you're allowed to violate Shabbos. once it already happened. Then in the footnote, he writes, let's say the expert is only doing surgeries on Thursdays.
So there's a mutter mitzvah.
That's as if it's a mako mitzvah. Okay. So that seems to be pashut,
you know,
I agree.
The only thing that was bizarre to me was that he thinks you shouldn't do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What do you mean you shouldn't?
It's better to do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
As opposed to saying you should.
No, just who cares? Do whatever you can. Oh. If I was arguing to say that, that's how I would. Yeah. That's my understanding.
So it happens to be he.
I don't even know where that chumra comes from. Obviously, the surgery is environment's wrong. Unless it's mamash purely cosmetic. But I'm saying.
No, but I think that's what he's talking about, right? Nituach kal, nituach she'eno dachof. I mean, I guess that could still be something, but... Yeah.
You're saying that it's still a bar mitzvah.
Not bad, though.
He's saying it's a surgery for food. But,
so, it's not really cosmetic, but you know what optional surgery means. I'm saying there's a tzarech.
No, I hear. They quote in the Mishnah Avraham, correct me if I'm wrong, from Rabbi Neubert also, right, who gives a svara, I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that also if the only option is either take Thursday, or else you're going to have to wait 3 weeks to get a surgery on Tuesday, so then you can take the one on Thursday also, because you don't know, whatever waiting, if you need a surgery, so you always want to do it as early as possible. You know, the similar story happens a lot. I get questions if someone needs a procedure during like the 3 weeks when it's a non-auspicious time to do anything. So if, you know, that was the earliest one they got, and otherwise they're going to have to wait till after 3 weeks. So you do a surgery during 3 weeks. It's not like you try to do before Rosh Chodesh Av, you have all these things, but a very similar idea. I think the other thing, maybe keep that open, because I think the other thing they discussed there was what he called Zira's Leda, right? Trying to induce labor. Thank you, I was trying to think of the word. Trying to induce labor, whether that would be a mutter. So they quote here also in the footnote, a full term woman's full term, she hasn't yet given birth. It's mutter to give her what do they give?
Induce?
Yeah, well, oxytocin. They give, but it's something. It is oxytocin, but they call it something else.
Pitocin,
thank you.
That's the brand name.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I sounded so different.
No, it's not.
It's Pitocin, thank you. Yeah. Even though it's possible, If it's not so safe, so then you would have to do it. It happens to be that this is practical. This happened when Yerachmiel was born. We were there on Shabbos.
He was born on Shabbos?
No. He was not born on Shabbos. He was born on Friday. Sorry, we were there on Friday. And we went into the hospital because my wife's water broke. But she wasn't in labor. And so we were just like waiting around. And then at a certain point, they said, if it's going to be a certain point, we're going to have to give Pitocin. So as Shabbos was getting potentially closer, I didn't really want it to be like they waited until Friday, an hour before Shabbos, then they give Pitocin, and then suddenly she has to have a baby on Shabbos. But part of it is, you know, once your water breaks, it's not, you really have 24 hours. They don't let you go more than 24 hours because obviously the baby doesn't have the same protection anymore, so it's not safe. But it was Lamaisa at that point. The other thing they have is gestational diabetes, correct? He discusses that. Because by gestational diabetes, so the way it works is you have to check your blood sugar a couple times a day. So I've gotten this question a bunch here. A woman who has gestational diabetes, can they check their blood sugar on Shabbos? So I think he says it's clear that it's yes. But the point is... that's the bigger shadow. But before we get there, the question is... We're going to get there in a minute. We'll get there in 1 minute. But with this point, the other point he's saying is that, let's say I have to check my blood sugar three times over 24 hours.
With a digital
I think it's digital.
It's a pinprick. It's kind of not a pinprick, but it's digital, I don't think.
Yeah, I think it is a pinprick. Yeah. I think you have it's to... I think it's a dores that he's referring to. But regardless, so the question is, do you have to like calibrate it so that you have to do one before Shabbos, so you do the least amount on Shabbos versus not? So it sounds like, from what I recall, you probably don't have to do it that way. You kind of just do it the normal way of doing it. You're not like setting yourself up for Chol Shabbos. This is what you do. This is part of the mitzvah of refuah or whatever. But that is part of the bigger question, which he discusses at length, which is also a pillow of a question. But the question that Yaakov's not too happy with is one allowed to get pregnant if they know they're going to have, let's say, certain issues that they're going to have to violate Shabbos, like gestational diabetes, that they may have to violate doraisas over their time of pregnancy.
Is there any pregnant woman with a great chance she has to be called Shabbos?
Yeah. So it happens.
His case is a type 1 diabetic, so you know. So when a type 1, so they're always checking their insulin, and it's before
exactly
the electric, so they're always pinpricking. And if she's pregnant, she's going to have to check at least 8 times a day. Okay, I didn't have my OB revision. But let's say normally, if she just wasn't pregnant, she would check 3 times a day. And now that she's going to become pregnant, so she knows for... It's not like that she might get gestational diabetes. Okay, anyone might get gestational diabetes. I mean, she is a type 1 diabetic.
Correct. She is a type 1 diabetic. I mean, she knows, right, the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chavav. Can you just read it for a second? I think that's where he writes that if a person... Yeah, can you just read it? Sorry.
Yeah. Chavav. Where is it here? Good.
Good. That's what I was getting at. That Knesset HaGedolah. So when you know Bivados, so when it comes to, let's say, Ema Fligim Misfina, even on Tuesday, you're not allowed to travel.
See, that's also what I don't think is right. That's not true. But we're talking about where you know. I think this Bivado is wrong, basically, is my point. I don't think they know what they're talking about. Bivado clearly says, you're Zavagas Akana. You're going to have to Mechal Shabbos, and he thinks it's okay. The Rav Ash says it, and when the Beisosif brings it down, he says, yeah, and the Magen Avraham says, I'm also very weird about this.
The
Beisosif says, no, meaning, Avada the Din is Ed, let's just refer to the Ram and learn Sukkah differently. My Ram doesn't think that. And that's what
they all quote, the Magen Avraham, that's what they all tie in on the Magen Avraham.
Right.
And everyone learned it differently.
I didn't see what they all say. I don't know.
Yeah. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah taina. So anyway, so that's what this case is talking about. This case is a case when you know you're a type 1 diabetic, you know you're going to have all these issues, that you're going to have to violate Shabbos. He ends up being, it happens to be, he doesn't quote from the Gemara Nida, I don't think. The Gemara Nida, the beginning of Nida on Daf Tes, tells us that the Hasidim Arizonim used to not have be on a certain night because they knew that if they had be on a certain night, their wife was going to give birth on a Shabbos. 9 months down the road, 9 months and whatever down the road. I think the Sefer Chassidim quotes this. What?
Why was he matir in the end?
I don't remember. I read it quickly. Did you have it on you?
I have it on me. I just didn't. I thought the whole question was ambiguous.
Do you remember?
But if you're reading closer from this Mishnah Berurah, then maybe it should be also written by Berurah.
Wait, and also...
No, Lemaisa, like, in terms of... You can understand why it's just... We're not going to tell someone not to become pregnant. Right? That's what...
I don't really understand. I think I agree with Yaakov that the pashtus of the Balei Maor is that you're going to have to do malacha. I don't know why we're making this more chamer than it has to be and saying, no, that Bamed Devarim Worm, that he was matir, for any reason... on Monday, Tuesday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is only if you're...
So I think the Mishnah Berurah, at that point, is not being choshev for the Balei Maor. The Mishnah Berurah is still within the sheet of the Rambam, that is Baronik Shabbos. So there he's saying that's what the Gzeirah is, about Baronik Shabbos. But if you know you're definitely going to violate Shabbos, so then you wouldn't. That's what he's within. Now, the problem is, Lemaisa, we do hold like the Balei Maor, so...
But what does he say?
It's like the whole piece at the end, before Mechemes HaRishos. The Mechemes HaRishos is part of it. And then he writes at the end... Oh, D'Lashev is Yitzra. That's his whole thing. Ha'iteva shalola mechia gavna. So I think that's... Everybody discusses also here.
This is his word. He says, "Umasos lachor das mishibur b'shulchan arparab also lali kodesh leyaron u'lemimilo lishatig davar shekasha lo'omro." Therefore, he quotes. Okay,
yeah. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
He basically comes out that, like, according to his cheshbon, he says that according to mishibur b'shulchan arparab, it's also for to come pregnant. A male would also cause the also for to get married.
Yeah.
And then he says davar shekasha lo'omro. It's hard to say it. And then when he quotes the poskim, if at least from my understanding, it just seems like their heter is like we hold it through the rush.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sounds like they're just the heter is not really.
He does quote good Ma'ar Makomos, the tshuva that he has from Ramosha, from Chacham Avadim, Shom Zalman. Those are good things to look into, by the way. They're very good. Okay, just to end before we discuss a little more, but I did want to read what the Shmir Shabbos Gachsar writes in Sif Lamed Dalet here in Perek Lamed Beis. Chayv Adam L'Hachin Mivaod Yom Kol Davar Sheitzarech Lo B'Shabbos. A person has to prepare everything, what he's going to need before Shabbos, L'Tzorech HaChol Sheish Bo Sakana. V'Aser Lo Lismoch Al Mashi Yem Mutter Lo L'Chal Shabbos Im Lo Heichim Mivaod Yom. It's Aser to just be so meich and say, no, I'm going to be able to violate Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. V'Gamim Ka'is Ein B'Makom B'Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. Aval Olu L'Hisavos Matzov Shal Pikuach Nefesh. Even if, again, this is speaking to doctors, you're in a hospital, your floor right now is empty. But you know there's going to be a case when you're going to have patients over Shabbos. So come up with Beisal Sherofe Beisachol. And Minaroi Lahachem Mibod Yom. So it's Minaroi. It's best to prepare Mibod Yom. Kol Dovah Sheefsher Lachino. Shem Yizdamin B'Shabbos Chol Sheish Prosakana. V'Yitzorich Lachal Shabbos Avaro. Because something's going to come, so it's better to do it. Shari Mitzvah Lamai B'Tzorich Chol Shabbos Kachol Efsher. Because it's a mitzvah to do everything you can to minimize Chol Shabbos. Imzos Maker Adin Ein Chova Lasos Meisa Sheish Prosayach Gadol. If it's going to be a lot, you don't have to do so much. Because it's only, again, as he pointed out, min harai. The Mishnah Berurah has the same language of min harai when coming to these things. But it is just an important thing. Midina, a person, again, min harai, a person should do whatever they can to try to minimize chil Shabbos the next day. Midina, if you're for sure, this is where he's coming from, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkan Chavav, if you're sure that you're going to need to violate, so Midina, it sounds like you really are supposed to do what you can to minimize the Chol Shabbos. Obviously, you don't know everything, and you can't know everything, but that's, the most ideal way to go about it. Okay, so that's, again, in very short, the sugya that we were discussing tonight. Obviously, it is relevant to doctors, so I want to hear why you think it is relevant to Shomer Shabbos residencies.